The executive director of Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels is looking back on a tumultuous first year on the job. Allison Foreman had to deal with a government shutdown that threatened to close her program just 4 weeks into her tenure. You may remember hearing her on All Things Considered speaking with Melissa Block about how Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels was affected by the reduction in federal funding. Once that crisis was averted, Foreman says she learned that there are many community supporters who recognize the importance of the program. Foreman says they've been able to eliminate a long waiting list for service this year and will be bringing back delivery of a frozen meal on Fridays for customers to enjoy on Saturday.
Back during sequestration a few years back, we did have some significant budget cuts, between 25% and 30% lost to our operating budget. So we had to get rid of Saturday meal delivery, and that also meant we couldn't provide even an additional meal for Saturdays. So now we are bringing back that, and folks will now get meals 6 days a week.
With some additional funding, Foreman says Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels hopes to be able to provide two meals a day, a hot meal for lunch and a cold meal for dinner. They'll also use about $45,000 raised with help from the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation to buy a much-needed new delivery vehicle. And seven new menu options will be rolled out at the end of the summer, including oven-fried chicken. If you're heading down to Michigan Elvis Fest this weekend, you'll find Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels there as well. Bob Eccles, 89.1 WEMU News.